Right, today's daf is Tmura daf Chaf Aleph. We are holding on daf Chaf and Beis. We are at about 7 lines before the end of the page. Boy minei Rabbi Yovan bar Chiya me Rabbi Yovan bar Kana. We keep on coming up with various cases where you have a Tmura, a Vlad, an animal that wasn't Ra'ui to be used as a carbon, and then it has offspring that is Ra'ui. So along those lines, we raise the following Shaila. Boy minei Rabbi Yovan bar Chiya me Rabbi Yovan bar Kahana. Hifrish nekeval yashem. What if you designate a female animal as a carbon asham, which we know you can't do, meaning you can't bring a female as a carbon asham, but if you designate a female as a carbon asham, b'no mahushi yikravola, can you bring the liola, can you bring the offspring, the male offspring of that animal for a carbon ola? So now we did have a machlokas, if you're mafresh in a keva for an ola, what you do with the vlad? Can you use the vlad as a carbon if it has male offspring? Can you use that male offspring as a carbon ola? We had that machlokas on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis in the Mishnah that appears right before the wide lines. The Mishnah discussed tmuras ola vlad tmura vlad vlada ad sof kala ola mareo ka ola hamafresh nekeveli ola. The Mishnah said and yolda zachar. So the Tanakama held yirach yistoy v'yimachar v'yavi b'dom avola. You have to wait till develop some mum, sell it, use the money for a carbonola. Rabbi Lazar Omer, who atzmo yikravola? Rabbi Lazar, no problem. If the mother obviously couldn't be brought as an ola because it was female, but the offspring is male, so just use the offspring as a carbonola. Nothing wrong with using the offspring. So this whole shaila is only within the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar is the one that says by being mafresh in the cave of liola that the vlad can be an ola. So our whole shaila is, what if you're mafresh in the cave for an asham, and the halacha is that an asham shenischapru ba'aleha, where the guy already got kapara, so the animal goes for an ola. Would you say that the male offspring of a female animal that was designated as an asham could also be brought as an ola? Would Rabbi Lazar agree in that case? That's the whole shaila, all within Rabbi Lazar. So says more of a tifshalei mid Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, damar moder Rabbi Lazar. So we should really answer this question from a statement of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina on yesterday's daf and daf yutaz, that Rabbi Lazar is moda in the case of an asham where the mother was by the ola the. At least there's a shame ola on the mother, because like we kept on saying, there it is possible to have a female ola by olas ha'of. So since there's a shame ola on the mother, so the male offspring can be brought as a carbon ola. But even Rabbi Lazar would be moda by an asham, where there's no shame asham at all on the mother, even Rabbi Lazar would be moda that the offspring, the male offspring of this female asham, cannot be brought as a carbon ola. So why don't we just simply answer the question based on that explicit statement that dealt with this exact question that told us that Rabbi Lazar would be moda that you cannot bring it as a carbon ola. So says Mara, well, why didn't he answer that? Lo shmi'alei, he didn't know about that explicit statement that answers this question, and therefore he doesn't quote it. So what did he, what actually did he tell him? So b'na karavola, he told him the opposite. He said the opposite of this explicit statement, that just like Rabbi Lazar holds, that if you're mafresh in a keva for an ola, and it has a male offspring, you could bring that male offspring for an ola. So too, if you're mafresh in a keva for an asham, and it has a male offspring, and the guy gets his kapara with some other animal, you can use that offspring as an ola. So hi mai, why would that be so? After all, isn't the svara that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said pretty strong, that the whole reason Rabbi Lazar holds that the offspring of a female ola could be brought as an ola is because even the mother at least has a shame ola, because it's shaykh for a female to be an ola, at least in the world of Oaf. So the mother at least had a shame ola, but over here by an asham, the mother does not have a shame asham. So how could it be that you're able to bring the male offspring for a carbon ola? So Amalei said, no, I hold that Rabbi Lazar's svar is different. It has nothing to do with the mother having a shame ola. Now I hold time with Rabbi Lazar lav mishum to shame ola alimo, because if it was about shame ola, you're right, and the male offspring of an asham would not be able to be part of an ola. I hold the svar of Rabbi Lazar is al mishum to chazi lahakrava, is that it doesn't matter whether the mother was ra'ui at all for the carbon or not. If the offspring is ra'ui for the carbon, that's all you need. That's what Rabbi Lazar holds, the male offspring of a female ola can be brought as a carbon, because you don't care about the mother, we only care about the offspring. So v'hanami chazi la'akrava, over here also, the male offspring of the carbon asham is ra'ui for akrava, so there's nothing else that needs to be done, there's nothing else that needs to be discussed. So esvei, so he says, oh yeah, why does this come up over here? All this is discussion, yudches, yutes, comes up because our raya is from our Mishnah. By our Mishnah, when we talk about Tumura Sasham or the Vlad Tumura, so what does it say? Vladon Vlad Vladon ad sov kala olam yavi bidmehen ola. Reb Lazar holds that the offspring of the Tumuras ola, of the Tumuras Hashem rather, you bring with their money a carbon ola. You wait till they develop a mum, you sell it, and use the money to bring a carbon ola. Sounds like bidmehen in atzmolo, that you can't bring it itself. But if the svara for Rabbi Elazar is that any time the animal itself is ra'u, yeah, I don't care where it comes from, I don't care if its mother was ra'u or not, so then why would you have to sell the male offspring and use the money for a carbonola? Just bring the offspring itself, the male offspring itself is a carbonola. And says Gemara, hachem ha'eskin unshiyolda nekeva. Now the case of this Vlad, where you bring the offspring, where you sell the offspring rather than bring it itself, is a case where it was where it gave birth to a nekeva. The Vlad itself was a nekeva, so it wasn't the male. That's why you couldn't do it. The atzof ha'olam la'olad chad zachar. Come on. The Mishnah said, Vlada, Vlad, Vlada, atzof ha'olam, for all the generations till the end of the world. You mean to tell me never a boy born in the mix, never a single male offspring born atzof ha'olam? Samalei, mishanina shinuya dechiki bavla'i. He says, I'm going to give you a difficult Babylonian answer. Apparently Babylonians sometimes would give difficult answers that are very forced. Kigon shiyo in the kevos at sofa olam. Yes, that's exactly the case. The case that we're talking about is where it has only nekevos until sofa olam. That's the chitimsa. That's the case that we that's why Reb Elazar would hold that you have to sell the animal and use its money for a carbonola rather than just bring the animal itself as a carbonola. Okay, new Mishnah now. Tumuras ha-bechor va-meiser. If you have tumura from a bechor or meiser, something that has kedushas bechor or meiser, vladon vlad vladon atzof ha-olam, harei elu ke-bechor ke-meiser, biyochlu b'mumen l'baylim. And its offspring, and its offspring's offspring, so it always has a din of bechor or meiser for all the normal halachos of bechor or meiser, meaning you have to treat it the same way you would treat a bechor and meiser, and if it develops a mum, the bailim is allowed to eat it. Ma bein bechor and meiser bein kol kachim. What is unique about the way one treats bechor and meiser versus all other kachim? So a few differences between bechor and meiser on the one hand and all other kachim on the other hand. Shekola kachim nimkarim beitlus v'nishchatin beitlus v'nishkalin belitra chutz min bechor and meiser. All other kachim should be sold in the market where you can get the most value for it. By bechor and meiser, you don't. You sell it in a much more dignified way. Why the difference? So Rashi explains, b'nei she'ein ana asal na hegdish b'mechirasam. When it comes to selling a bechor and meiser, the money doesn't go to hegdish. So we're less makbid to get to squeeze out every last penny from the purchaser. Because the d'mei bechor l'kohen u'd'mei meiser l'baylim. The money by the bechor goes to the kohen, the money by the meiser goes to the baylim. U'mishim for them to get a few extra dollars, we're not going to be mezalzel bekachim. So that's why we treat bechor meiser with a little extra respect. But by other kachim, where the money is going to go to hektish, we do whatever we can to squeeze out every last dollar. V'yeshlan pidyon ul'tmurosayan pidyon chutz min bechor meiser. All other kachim, they and their tumuros have pidyon. You have to be pod to them, except for by bechor meiser, where there is no din pidyon. You don't have to be pod to them. You just wait till they develop a mum, and that's it. And then you eat them. Ubayin michutz laaretz chutz min bechor meiser. All other karbanos, if you're makdish an animal in chutz laaretz, so it has full status of hegdish, and you have to bring it to the base of mikdash and use it as a karban, not by bechor meiser. Bechor meiser lechatchila doesn't come from chutz laaretz like other kachim. An animal that's born as a bechor chutz laaretz or meiser behem chutz laaretz doesn't exist. In both, if you in fact bring it from chutz laaretz and it does not have a mum, yikrevu, you can be makrevit vim balimumin. But if you bring it as a balmum, yochlu b'mumin lebailim. So the bailim could just eat it, and there's nothing to worry about. Amar Rabbi Shimon, matam. What's the reason for this? shabachavra meisu yeshlam parnasam yimukoman v'shar kalakachem afli shenol be'mum harel b'kedushasan. B'chavra meisu, there's a way to fix them wherever they are. Just let them graze until they develop a mum, and then the bailum will be able to eat it. All other kachem, even if they develop a mum, still retain their status of kedusha and would need pidyon, and you would still need to use that money to bring a korban. So since anyway, no matter what you do, something's going to have to be brought up and brought as a korban, so you got to bring the animal itself up to Yerushalayim and bring it as a korban before it develops a mum. But by Bechor Meiser, there's an easy way to fix it. Just have it develop a mum, and then the Bailam could eat it. Then it has no issue of korban at all. It has no status of korban whatsoever. So a couple of things over here. First of all, we said that v'yochel b'mum and l'bailim, that the b'chor meiser can be eaten with a mum by the owner themselves, that the vlados and the tmuros have the same status. There is a tosfos, a meseches vachem, and daf ayin heim beis, dibur maschel b'chor, who proves from here that tmuros b'chor is not given to the kohen, that a tmuros b'chor is kept by the bailim. Because what does the Mishnah start out with? It says, tmuros b'chor, v'meiser, vladan, atzof olam, harel k'b'chor, that the Bailam gets to eat the Tmuras Bechor Meiser. However, the Rambam paskins that Tmuras Bechor is nitan the Kohen. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tmura, Perikimel Halacha Beis, writes that Tmuras Bechor is given to the Kohen. So the Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud Ches, Oschav Dalid, explains that you have to say that when the Mishnah says the Bailam, it means the Kohen, because the Kohen is the Bailam of the Bechor. And our Smech also points out the word the Bailam is not difficult for the Rambam, because in the Sefer of the Mishnah it says, Imbalimum in Yochlu Bemum on the Bailam, and that clearly means the Kohanim. So Bailam doesn't always mean Bailam, sometimes it means the Kohanim. The Mikdash David raises the following question: why would you give the Tmura to the Kohen? The Torah is Mezakeh the Kohen of Bechor because it's Petarechem. When you have Tmuras Bechor, the Tmura is not Petarechem. Petarechem is a physical thing, that it was the first one out of the womb. So if you do a Tmura on a Bechor, so then there's no din of Petarechem. So why would you Taka give it to the Kohen? So he writes that the Makar of the Rambam, the way the Rambam says that you do give it to the Kohen, is from a Gemara in Zvachim, where on Daf Tes Amar Aleph, where the Gemara asks, why is it that a Pesach that you shecht with other machshavos shalol shmo becomes a korban shlamim? And we don't say that if you shecht l'shem b'char it becomes a b'char and has all the dinim of b'char, that it doesn't require nesachim and that you should give it to a kohen. So what does that imply? That if we were to say that it would have a din of b'char, that a Pesach that shechted shalol shmo, that you shecht l'shem b'char, would have a din of b'char, the Gemara says explicitly the halacha would be that you would give it to a kohen, even though it's not petarechem. So that must be the source of the Rambam, that the din of a kohen getting a b'char is a din in kedushas b'char. It's not a din in the physical mitzius of Petarechem. The entitlement of the Kohen is din in its kedusha. It's not a din in the Petarechem. That's essentially how the Brisker Rav says, that it's Svei Dinim, that there's a din of Kedush Bechor, din of Petarechem, and the Kohen is Zocha, even me din Kedushas Bechor. That must be the Shita of the Rambam. The other thing we said is that there's Pidyon for the Bechor Meiser and for the Tmurus Bechor Meiser. There's Pidyon for other Kachim except for by Bechor Meiser. The Gemara in Mesechus Vachim on Dafayin Heim Beis quotes Rabbi Bar Chama that he's not sure if there's Pidyon for Tmurus Bechor. So it's also right, wait a second, our Mishnah says that there is Pidyon for other Kabanos except for Bechor Meiser. So what do you mean he's not sure? How is he not sure? Sounds like very clearly in our Mishnah that Tmuras Bechor does not have Pidyon. So he said, it also says maybe when we say the word Chutz Mi Bechor Meiser, it's not going on the word Tmura. And therefore, Rabbi Bar Chama is still Mesupak, whether meaning the Vlados maybe it's going on, but maybe not, it's not going back on the Tmura. But that doesn't sound like Pasha Peshat in the Mishnah. Pasha Peshat in the Mishnah sounds like we're talking about everything. The Tmura, the Vlad, that by other kachim there is pidyon, by Bechor Meiser there's no pidyon. So what kind of suffix? How could the Gemara raise a suffix? It's enough from the Mishnah over here. So the Ar Sameach is Metarit in Tmura Perak Gimel Halacha Beis. The Sameach is Metarit that you could say that our Mishnah is speaking about where you do Tmura on a Bechor Tamim, that even though it's not Karav, but nevertheless the same kedusha that you had in the original animal is chal on the next animal, and therefore there's no pidyon. But Rabbi Bar Chama's safek is when you do tmura on a bechor that was nafal b'mum, on a bechor that developed a mum. So the safek is whether the kedusha was weakened to the point that the next kedusha that was transferred over is not able to be niftes. Is something that you aren't going to is something that you are able to be poda, that it's weakened to the point that it will maybe lend itself to pidyon. So that's the shaila. Another har over here. The Mishnah said that that ubayin mechutz laretz chutz min abchar meiser. Abchar meiser doesn't come from chutz laretz. Min chaschinuch and mitzvah shin samach writes that a bechor chutz laretz is means. What's the definition of bechor chutz laretz? Means a bechor born in chutz laretz. Because by bechor it's very clear what it's tali on. It doesn't mean that it was conceived in chutz laretz. Bechor is very clearly tali on petarechem. So the moment of petarechem is what matters. So that's good for bechor. By meiser, what's the issue though? By meiser, what does it mean meiser chutz laretz? Is it tali on being nolad in chutz laretz? Even if the meiser itself happened in Eretz Yisrael, if the opening up the door to the pen and letting him out one at a time and counting and hitting the number 10 on this animal happened in Eretz Yisrael, or do you say no, it's tali on the shas meiser, even if it was nolad in Eretz Yisrael, but the meiser was in chutz laretz? But if it was nolad in chutz laretz and the shas in Eretz Yisrael, maybe we would have a din of meiser Eretz Yisrael. So min chaschinuch raises a suffek, he's not sure about that. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava Baravaza, Bon b'maravad. So they raised the following shayla in Eretz Yisrael. Hamatil mum b'tmuras b'chor ma'aser mahu. What's the din if a person purposely puts a mum in a tmuras b'chor ma'aser? If you purposely put a mum in a b'chor ma'aser, you get malchus. It's a violation of a los, I say. What about in the tmuras b'chor ma'aser? What would be the din? Mi aminon kivin de lo krevan lo mechayiv. Do we say, well, since you're not makravit, so you're not going to be chayiv for being matil mum, o dilma kivin de kachu mechayiv? Or do we say, no, this is kadosh, and therefore it should be, you should be chayiv. You should be chayiv for being matul mum. Now, if you look at Tosos on the top, hamatul mum b'tmuras b'chor ma'aser mahu b'perak kol ha'menachos b'olz mata pligi tanoi b'matul mum b'bal mum. There is a machlokas about an animal that cannot be brought as a korban, that you're matul mum in it. If, let's say, you have a b'chor bal mum, ma'aser bal mum, and then you're matil a further mum on purpose. So what's the din in that case? So that would seem to be very similar to our shayla of tmuras b'chor ma'aser. So yikalamad yam aloka v'yikalamad yam rein aloka. So it's machlokas whether you get malchus over there. So why don't we just say it's machlokas? So says Tosos, no. V'hach b'ayu d'hach l'travayu. Our shayla goes according to both of those opinions. Afil man yam rhasam loka mishum d'chazi l'akrava kodem amum. Even if you say that you do get malchus for being matil amum b'bal mum, that's because at least before it had the mum, it was roi l'akrava. But maybe in our case, where it's a tmuras b'chor ma'aser, it was never roi l'akrava, and therefore maybe you shouldn't get malchus. Or maybe it doesn't make a difference. And the sheet over there that says you don't get malchus, maybe the reason you don't get malchus is because originally it had a mum. Lucky. Maybe over here that originally it was a tam, maybe you should get malchus because it wasn't yet a bal mum at the time that you were matil the mum in it. So or maybe not. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. So the shayla is according to both shitos. That's the chiddush of Tosfos to make this shayla work in the Gemara. The Rabbi Kivager just asks a very pashta kasha. He says, why isn't Tosfos Mechale, according to the shita that holds that matil mum b'bal mum, that you get malchus, like the Gemara Avodah Zarah is mechal according to that shita, between matil balmum b'balmum, where you get malchus, to matil mum b'behemus kachim b'zman hazeh, where you don't get malchus, where the Gemara says that only when you matil mum b'balmum you get malchus, because the behema is al kalpanim roi l'damim, at least you could use the value of that animal to bring a korban, but matil mum b'zman hazeh, the korban is not roi l'gufo, nor is it roi l'damim, maybe we're moda that you don't get malchus. Maybe you say the same thing about tmuras b'chor ma'aser, that maybe the svara to say that even if you're matal mum b'bal mum that you do get malchus, maybe the svara to say matal mum b'tmuras b'chor ma'aser is not to get malchus because it's not roi for anything, not legufo and not ledamim, because there is no pidyon. Rabbi Kivager wonders why didn't Tosos think of that chiluk instead of the chiluk that Tosos says that afil mandi amar hasam loka is because it was chazi la'krava kodem amum. Why come up with that idea that it's chazi la'krava kodem amum? Who cares that it was chazi la'krava Kodim Amum. It has a mum now by the time you're being Matal Amum in it. Much better Svara would be the Svara that Rabbi Akiva Eger pulls from the Gemara, Nafal Dazar Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that there's a difference between an animal that has at least Kedushas Damim, that's Ro'i the Damim, that you could do something with it, versus an animal that you can't do anything with it. Okay, that's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kash. We leave it unresolved. So anyway, so the Gemara Shaila is still intact over here. When you are Matil Mum in a Tumuras Bechar, Tumuras Meiser, what's the din? Do you get Malkus or not? Samalei Abaye says, V'tibay lecha Matil Mum b'tshii shal Meiser. Why don't you ask the same Shaila about being Matil Mum in a ninth animal of a miser of miser, meaning let's say when you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, the ninth animal you call 10, so it can't actually be used. It's kodesh, but it can't actually be used as a karban. So why don't you talk about being matal mum in that? Is whether you get malchus? Why is it that we didn't raise a shaila about the ninth animal that you called meiser? Whether you get malchus for being matal mum in that? Because the Torah specifically says you bring the tenth one as a karban to tell me the ninth one isn't brought. And if the ninth one isn't brought, mela, there's no issur d'oraisa being matal mum. So achnami rachmana miyatinu lo sifta. That no, only the Bukhara Meister, the originals are brought, and the Tumura is not brought, and Mela, since it's not brought, there's no Isser of being Matilamum. So that's the answer. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masin Lahachir. Rav Nachman Yitzchak had the whole conversation flipped around. He had the whole conversation reversed. That Amarava Bered Rav Aza, Bon Bemarava, Hamatilmum B'tshish Shal Meister Mahu. Well, the Shaila originally was about being Matil Mum in the ninth animal that you called Meiser. The Shaila was not about Matil Mum in Tumuras Bechar. It was about being Matil Mum in the ninth animal that happened to have been numbered as 10. So Amalei V'tibayu Lacha Matil Mum B'Tumuras Bechar Meiser. And then the response was, why don't you ask the Shaila about being Matil Mum in the Tumuras Bechar Meiser? Ela Meiser, Tumuras Bechar Meiser, Dlamin Bailach. Why is it that you never raised the Shaila about Tumuras Bechar Meiser? Drachmana Miyatinu, Kodesh Heim, Heim Krev. Torah says that they are brought as the carbon, but the Tumura is not brought as a carbon. Only the Bukhara Meister themselves are brought as a carbon. So Tshishal Meister Nami Rachman Miyate. Excuse me. Hasiri Lahotzi Esachi. That the Torah also says that the tenth animal is brought as a carbon, but not the ninth animal. So there you have it explicitly, that since it can't be brought as a carbon, Mela, there's no Isser of being Matil Mum. So then the Mishnah went on to say, Vimbo Tmimin, if you bring from Chutz Laretz an animal that does not have a mum, the Bukhara Meister does not have a mum, so you could be makrovit. And if it does have a mum, so yachol b'mum on the bailim. So says Gemara Minhu, but Antigonus hella b'charos mi Bavel v'lo kiblu mi minhu. But Antigonus would bring b'charos from Bavel, from outside of Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't accept it. But our Mishnah says that as long as it's a tamim, as long as it doesn't have a mum, they can accept it and they can bring it as a karban. So isn't this a stira? So Gemara is going to have a fairly long answer to this question. It's a very simple answer. Simple answer is that it's a machlokas tanaim, but till we find all the tanaim, it's going to take a little while. So I'm Rav Chista lo kasha, ha Rabbi Shmuel, ha Rabbi Akiva. It's a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And through the following conversation that we're about to have, we're going to demonstrate that the brisa where they were not mekabelit is going like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that you're never mekabel a b'chor chutz laretz, and the Mishnah where you are mekabel, as long as it doesn't have a mum, is going like Rabbi Yishmael. But in order to get there, we have to learn this long brisa. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer Gimel Devar Mishum Gimel Zakenim. Rabbi Yossi taught three things in the name of three great sages. The three great sages are Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Ben Azai. So we're going to see from Rabbi Shmuel's opinion and Rabbi Akiva's opinion the shitos of our Mishnah and our brisa respectively. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yachol Yala Adam Meiser Sheni Bizman Azav Yochlen Rabbi Yerushalayim. I might think that a person should bring Meiser Sheni Bizman Azeh up to Yerushalayim and eat it there without any pidyon, because Kedushas Haaretz is still intact and everything. You should be able to eat Meiser Sheni Bizman Azeh in Yerushalayim v'dinhu, and it's logical to make that assumption. Bechar ta'un havas makom u'meiser ta'un havas makom. Bechar requires bringing to Yerushalayim and Meiser requires bringing to Yerushalayim. Ma bechar ein nechal el b'fnei abayis af Meiser ein nechal el b'fnei abayis. So this Kavachomer teaches me otherwise. It teaches me that if Bechar, not this Kavachomer, this Dimyon teaches me otherwise, that just just like a Bechor is only eaten when there's Beis HaMikdash, Meis Sheni is only eaten in Yerushalayim when there's Beis HaMikdash. So lo, Marta B'Bechor Shekein Ton Matan Dabbe Meimurim L'Gabi Mizbeach. Tom Meis was lo. No, maybe a Bechor is only Lefnei HaBayis, because a Bechor has all these other requirements. It requires the Dam and the Meimurim on the Mizbeach. By Meiser, there's no Din Mizbeach. You don't have to do anything with the Mizbeach. So maybe that's why by Meiser, you would be allowed to eat a Bezman as even Shalom B'Fnei HaBayis. So Amrit Bikurim to Unavas Makom, Umaiser to Unavas Makom. So we compare Meiser to something else. Instead of comparing it to Bechor, we compare it to Bikurim, to the first fruits. So that also requires being brought to Yerushalayim. Ma Bikurim Eina Echolin Ela B'Fnei HaBayis, Af Meiser Eina Echol Ela B'Fnei HaBayis. Just like Bikurim can only be eaten by the base of HaMikdash, so to Meiser is also by the base of HaMikdash. It says L'Fnei Hashem El Kach on the Pasuk. So you say, no, we can't learn from Bikurim. Mali Bikurim Shein Tu'unin Shechein Tu'unin Hanacha. Bikurim need to be placed next to the Mizbeach. So there is some din of Mizbeach. Pasuk says, V'nachtu L'Fnei Hashem El Kecha by Bikurim. Tomer B'Meiser D'lo, would you say the same thing by Meiser, which does not require Hanacha? Tamalomar V'achaltu L'Fnei Hashem El Kecha Meiser D'gan Chavitroshka V'Yitzrecha U'B'chorus B'karcha V'Tzonecha. So from that Pasuk we learn, Hikish Meisel Bechor. Ma Bechor Ein Nechal B'Fnei Abayis, Af Meisel Ein Nechal El B'Fnei Abayis. It's from that Pasuk that we make the Drasha, that just like Meisel can only be, just like Bechor rather, can only be eaten B'Fnei Abayis, so to Meisel can only be eaten B'Fnei Abayis. So I ask the Gemara, why do I need that Drasha to tell me that Meisel can only be eaten B'Fnei Abayis? We already tried to learn it from Bechor directly, from the Svara, that it should be comparable to Bechor, and rejected it. And we tried to learn it from Bikurim and rejected it. Why? Because Bechor at certain chumras and Bikurim at certain chumras. Normally, when we come to that point in a drasha, in a limud, we would then say, yeah, but the chumras of Bechor are not the same chumras as the chumras of Bikurim, and the chumras of Bikurim are not the same ones as the chumras of Bechor. So we would make a tzad hashaveh, that what do Bechor and Bikurim have in common? That they both have to be brought to Yerushalayim. And what else do they have in common? That they're only eaten Bifnei Habayis. So to Meiser, which is brought to Yerushalayim, is only in Lifnei Habayis. V'lahadadina v'leisi b'fnei. Why don't we make such a tzad hashava? And then when you ask, but you can't learn from Bechor because Bechor requires matan dam ve'murim al gabi uzvech, you'll say Bikurim yochiach, that there's no such din by Bikurim. There's no damim and emurim of the fruits of Bikurim. And you say, but Bikurim requires hanacha etzel ha'mizbech. Bechor yochiach. Bechor doesn't require hanacha etzel ha'mizbech and still is only eaten lifnei abayis. So I'm Ravashi, Mishum Dika Lemeimer, Malat tzad hashava shben shkin yish ben tzad mizbech. Now the tzad hashava of both of them is that they both have something to do with the Mizbeach, whereas Meiser Sheni has absolutely nothing to do with the Mizbeach. So that's why we can't learn from a Tzad HaShava. So says Mar, Umay Kasavar, why is it so Pashutas that Bechor is not Nechal Bezman Hazeh, and that Meiser Sheni we weren't sure about, that we needed a limud from, but Bechor we were sure about. Meaning, we up until now we were discussing the mechanics of the limud, but we assumed a given. We assumed that Bechor and Bikurim are only Lefnei Abayis, and they can't be done Shalom Lefnei Abayis, it can't be done Bezman Hazeh. How do you know? What made it so obvious that Bechor is Pashut not Nechal, and Meiser is a Safek? So, if you hold the original Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash remains intact, then both Bechor and Meiser should be Pashut, that they can be brought. And if you hold there's no longer any Kedusha from the original Kedusha, then the same Shaili you had by Meiser, whether it should be brought as Man Hazeh, you should have by Bechor. It shouldn't be so Pashut to you. It shouldn't be so Pashut to you that Bechor is Eino Nechal. It should be the same issue that you have by Meiser. So the Olam Kesav Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaitav Lo Kitchel Aslavo. So no, we really hold Lo Kitchel Aslavo. V'hachav Mayaskinan Kigon Shenizrak Damu Shal Bechor Bifnei Abayis V'charav Abayis V'adayin B'sorokayim. Now a very unique case that we're talking about, where you zorik the dam of the Bechor, you bring the Bechor as a carbon, you do this Rikas Adam when the Beis HaMikdash was still around, and then the Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed and the Basar is still around. Kiven di yi se ledam lo bar zrikuhu, asi basar yalv midam. Should we say this? So we assume that since if the dam were still around, it would not be something that you could be zorik anymore because there is no bias, so the basar should come and learn from dam. So therefore, The kasha of why is it so obvious to a Bechor, obvious to us that a Bechor is not Nechel B'zman Hazeh, that's because we're learning it from the Dam. Just like if the Dam were around, we wouldn't be Zorek, so the Basar of this very self-same Karban, you can't eat. So that's the what we're learning. V'asi Meiser v'yalot mi Bechor. And then we're coming to say that Meiser should be learned from Bechor in that case. So says Gemara, wait a second, can you learn out various kachim from each other? We're trying to learn Basar from the Dam, Meiser from the Basar. That one of the rules of kachim, one of the ABCs of kachim, is that you can't say A is to B, A teaches something to B, and then B teaches something to C. You can't learn from that which is itself only a derivation. You can only learn from the original source. So how can we learn from Dam to Basar, and then from Basar to Meiser? So says Gemara, Meiser Chulin Hu. No, Meiser is Chulin, and therefore it's not a problem. Meiser is not Kachim. Meiser Sheini is Chulin. So that's why it doesn't have to play by the rules of Kachim, where you're not able to be Lomed Min Alamad. So says Gemara, yeah, but that rule of you're not able to be Lomed Min Alamad, remember we had this whole discussion already in Masech Zvachim, that rule that you're not allowed, or Chulin, whatever, that rule that you're not allowed to be Lomed Min Alamad, what part of it has to be Kachim? Which stage in the process has to be Kachim for that rule to apply? If you say that it's the final derivation that has to be kachim for the rule to apply, so then we're good, because over here the final derivation is meiser, and meiser is chulin. But if you say that we look at the melamed, we look at the one that teaches to the other, so then over here it's still kachim, because both the dam and the basar are kachim. No, but it's not a laman min a laman over here, because basar and dam are all one unit. It's not considered two separate steps. It's all one step. It's Basar and Dam are put together. That's one step. And then to that, so that's not even a step. It's Basar and Dam are just something that you would not have been able to have. And we learn from that to Meiser. That is Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yachli Yala Adam Bechor Michutz Laaretz Laaretz Bizmach Shabbesim Mikshkayim Yakrivenu. I might think that a person could bring a Bechor from Chutz Laaretz Eretz Yisrael when the Beis HaMikdash was around and be Makrovit, meaning it's a Yachal. I might have thought that it's okay to bring a Bechor Chutz Laaretz and be Makrovit. Tamal Omer Ve'achal Tanya Shem Lekacha Maisa Degarcha Vitrashcha Vitzracha Bechorcha U'Bechorus Bechorcha Vitzonecha. Meaning Rabbi Akiva uses the same pasuk that Rabbi Shmuel used to teach me about not bringing Meiser Bizman Hazeh. Rabbi Akiva uses to teach me about not bringing a Bechor Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Hayakayim. So Makom Shatamal Maisa Dagan Atamal Bechor. We dash from that pasuk, from the very same places that you would bring Meiser, that's where you bring Bechor from. And from places that you would not bring Meiser, you don't bring Bechor. So that's, now we already have all the information we needed. We had a stira between our Mishnah and our Baisa. The Mishnah said that a Bechor that comes from Chutz Laaretz, if it's a Tamim, you could bring it as a Karban. The Baisa said they weren't Mekabel any Bechor from Chutz Laaretz as a Karban. So he said it's Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. How so? The Baisa that says that they weren't Mekabel is directly like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says no Bechor may be brought from Chutz Laaretz. Rabbi Shmuel didn't discuss it directly, but Rabbi Shmuel used this Pasuk for something else. So obviously, Rabbi Shmuel must have held that this pasuk is not free to teach me about a Bechor being brought from Chutz Laaretz Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Hayakayim. Mele, Rabbi Shmuel must have held that a Bechor may be brought from Chutz Laaretz Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Hayakayim. That's why the Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Shmuel. So right there we have all the information we need. But once we're quoting the two Tanaim that give us the information we need, we quote the third Tana as well. Benazi Omer Yachol Malas Meiser Sheni V'Yachol Anu B'Chala Roa. I might think that Meiser Sheni could be eaten b'chala roa, that with invisibility of Yerushalayim, that it's not necessarily to be eaten in Yerushalayim itself, v'dinhu, and really it's logical to assume this way, b'char ta'navas makom, ma'aser ta'navas makom, I'm sorry, v'dinhu is the opposite, and it's logical, so we have a logical lima to tell us otherwise, that b'char requires havas makom, ma'aser requires havas makom, ma b'char ein nechal l'fnim enachoma, ma'aser ein nechal l'fnim enachoma, so therefore, just like b'char is only eaten l'fnim enachoma, inside the the walls of Yerushalayim itself. So the Maaser is only eaten inside the walls of Yerushalayim itself. So says Mar, but can you really learn from Bechar? Mal Bechar shekein ton matan dam ve'mur l'gabi uzvech tam Maaser delo. Bechar has certain chumras. You need to do matan dam and emur on the mizbeach. By Maaser there's no din of mizbeach, and therefore maybe by Bechar you need to be lefnim and achoma, but by Maaser you don't need to be lefnim and achoma. So tamalomar. So he brings out the pasuk for a third drasha, right? For a different drasha than Rabbi Akiva, a different drasha than Rabbi Shmuel. The Torah specifically equates Maaser and Bechor in the following way. So just like Bechor is only eating Lefnim and Achoma, so too Maaser is Lefnim and Achoma. So essentially, three Tanaim all quote the same Pasuk. They all learn different things from the Pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel learns that you don't bring Maaser to Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh. Rabbi Akiva learns that even Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash you don't bring a Bechor from Chutz L'Aretz Eretz Yisrael. And Ben Azeh learns that when you do bring Maaser to Yerushalayim, it's got to be Dafka Lefnim Menachoma. Those are the three Limudim, all from the same Pasuk. But Ben Azeh started with an assumption. He said, one might have thought that when we say Maaser has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, it doesn't really mean Yerushalayim, it means Kol HaRoeh. So says Amar, my Kashalei D'Kamar Yachal, why would one have thought that? That he said Yachal, you might have thought that this is true. So I'm told that none ain't been shilu Yerushalayim el shul b'shilu ochem kachim kalam meiser sheni bechol haroa ubi Yerushalayim lefnim enachoma kachim kachim lefnim enaklayim. So mal detem Yerushalayim leisi meiser sheni bechol haroa. So the reason you might have thought that is because we say that the only difference between Mishkan Shilo and Yerushalayim is that in Shilo kachim kalam and meiser sheni could be eaten bechol haroa, and Yerushalayim it's lefnim enachoma. Kachim kachim is even not only lefnim enachoma but in the Azar itself. So I would have thought that in Yerushalayim meiser sheni maybe could be eaten b'chol haroa as well. So kamash malon, therefore it has to tell me that no, it's not like by Mishkan Shiloh, it has to dafka be eaten in lefnim menachamos. Then the Mishnah said, achirim omrim yachl, I'm sorry, not the Mishnah, just weiter, achirim omrim yachl yeh b'char shavar shenasa k'psulei mekdashin v'yifsal. One might have thought that a b'char that is aged out, that's avra shenasa already, has a din of p'sulei mekdashin and should become pasul. Tamalomar, Maaser deganucha v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. Makish b'chol l'maaser. We compare a b'char to Maaser. Ma Maaser ein nifsal mishana l'chavrita, a b'char ein nifsal l'shana mi'chavrita. Just like b'char is not, just like Maaser doesn't become pasul a year later, b'char also doesn't become pasul a year later. Essentially, same pasuk, fourth limud now. A fourth limud from the very same pasuk. Ularabana demakilu l'tayim achrina mishana l'chavrita minalahu. What do Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Ben Azai, where are they going to learn that mishana l'chavrita a b'char does not become pasul? They already use the pasuk to teach me other things, the three other things that we mentioned. So where do they know that a b'char doesn't become pasul mishana l'chavrita? So nafkilahu milfnei Hashem l'kecha tochlenu shana b'shana. It says, yi'ilu l'fnei Hashem l'kecha year by year. Limer al b'char she'en nisl mishana l'chavrita. This teaches me that a b'char does not become pasul from one year to the next, that just because it's last year's b'char, it's still right to be brought as a korban. Ula achirim l'fnei Hashem l'kecha tochlenu shana b'shana my darshi bay. What are achirim, these achirim who learn that a b'char doesn't become pasul from the following year, from the fact that it's hukash to meiser, what do they do with this pasuk of shana b'shana? We know Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Ben Azai do with it now. What do the achirim do with this pasuk? So mibay le'lichat tanya, they use it to teach us the following lima that we have in a brisa that as follows: yomechad mishana zuv, yomechad mishana acheres. Now let's say you have an animal that you shechted k'mitzvaso on the last day of the year, and it's a carbon shlam, let's say, that you eat for 2 days and one night. You would eat it one day in this year, in the last day of the previous year and the first day of the next year. So just like that's true by a carbon shlam, it's telling us that the same is true by a b'char, that a b'char can sometimes be eaten in two different years. How so? If you shecht on the last day of the previous year. So this teaches us the din that a b'char is eaten the same time period of a carbon shlam, that it's eaten for 2 days and one night. Great. Now, where are Rabbi Akiva ben Azai and Rabbi Shmuel going to learn that it could be eaten for 2 days and one night? They already need this pasuk to teach me that a b'char doesn't become pasul the following year. How are they going to know that it has a din of being eaten for 2 days and one night? It says it should be like chazei atnufa, which is reference to karmen shlamim. So the pasuk directly says it has the same din as a karmen shlamim. We will start on Purim, the fourth parakat tumura. Oh, yeah.